Where are you? The Whip Around with your hosts, Dave DiOrio.
Don't you stop me!
So to my question, you
this
did.
This is my segment!
I am actually looking at Alton Brown's ambrosia recipe.
Sean Hayes.
That is totally it. That is a slam.
In space!
Words.
I'm the baloney man for Halloween. You just can't see it.
And Dr. Phil LaPorta.
No, this guy represents death and you're going to die. Like, that should happen. It's funny you say spewage. It's space toilets.
Oh!
A weekly look at news, current events, and pop culture phenomena. Where nothing is safe, nothing is sacred, and nothing is censored. So it's the Whip Around.
Oops. We did it again. The Whip Around is back.
And I thought I was the worst at segues.
And I have to tell you, I like the way I say oops almost as much as I like how Dave says most things.
Bigfoot.
I am Sean Hayes, the Britney Spears of our time. I'm here with Phil LaPorta, Dr. Phil LaPorta.
The Christina Aguilera of our time.
Absolutely. And Dave DiOrio.
I'm that blurry photograph over there walking through the woods.
Damn straight.
Combo breaker.
Is that, what's the beef jerky brand?
Slim Jim.
No.
It's something, oh, what is it? Like,
Jack Links.
This brought Jack to you Links. By Jack Links, which I always hate those commercials at first.
And messing with Sasquatch.
And then the dickhead guys always get their asses kicked. I'm like, oh, right. No, I do dig it. I do like it. I've never eaten their product, but if they sponsor this show, I totally will. www.jacklinks.com. But yes, we got quite a show for you. First off, though, just want to make sure we open the door here. I haven't seen Phil in a while. I haven't seen Dave in a week, which is always too long. Boys, how are things?
Really, really great.
Pretty solid, minus being itchy from getting eaten alive by mosquitoes.
Yes, but you were out of town. You were in a place.
I was in D.C.
You were at the Watergate Hotel.
I was at the Watergate Hotel this past week.
Beautiful, beautiful gift.
It's a little plastic water bottle.
Listeners at home.
You too can have one if you talk to me before I go there next time.
A lovely Watergate Hotel. It's 16.9. Fluid
That's
ounces.
Right. We're not just the
500 milliliters for you Europeans out there.
I'd like to be metric, too.
Yeah.
Bunch of physicists hanging out.
On the back is a David Bowie quote, because when you think Watergate...
I think David Bowie, obviously.
I'm an instant star. Just add water and...
magic.
You didn't even read your own gift. Just add water and stir, which is David Bowie lyric. But yeah, I guess everyone is just doing a hunky-dory here. So, what I think is best here, if we get things lit up, we got plenty of energy to talk about in the Act 2 portion. It's something you're not going to want to miss. In order to get our spirits up, however, I think it's best to
metaphor.
Inject this.
Not helping.
Inject this with some hot Dave action. Dave, are you ready to give us what we need?
What do you need, Sean?
I need a heaping helping.
Of what made Dave angry this week?
Please.
So here's what's got me angry this week. It's the second coat.
What?
The second coat is what has me twisted this week.
Like paint.
We're exchanging confused glances.
The first coat is a pain in the ass.
Wait, are we talking
the second coat? Comes up right behind it and says, go fuck yourself. You got to do that shit all over again from the top.
So we are
talking. What is this with painting?
Okay.
That you need to have multiple coats. It's like, I already did the work. Now you're coming up and saying, I got to do it all over again. And sometimes you got to do it a third time. It's like putting together a puzzle and then someone comes together and just crushes up all the pieces and says, just put it together again now.
Or
I know,
like,
it was really tedious to do the first time, but now you got to do it all over again.
You beat, like, Ghouls and Ghosts, this impossible thing, and then the game goes, okay, now do it
again. Now we present you with a new
quest.
Yeah. But let me tell you this. I wasn't even painting a room. Do you want to know what I was painting?
I don't know.
Your firstborn.
I was painting...
the town red.
I was painting ceramic dishes at one of those craft stores, because the kids were so impossible in the house on Sunday. We took them out to one of those craft places where you paint your own thing, and then they fire it in a kiln, and you get it back a week later.
So okay, it sounds like you asked for trouble here, Dave.
Yeah, but I thought it was an activity for them, but then they got bored, and then I had to finish.
Well, they were painting the pottery.
I was in that store for 3 hours, man. So much that the poor woman who worked there had to give me the specialty fine detail brush that she keeps in the back.
Wait, they don't give
a lot of people.
This is you getting yourself in this situation.
Okay, but when I drew the design for them, I did not realize I was going to need to do 3 coats.
Okay. Because I was, why would they not let you stop? I mean, it's your thing. I just want to do 1 coat. Fuck you. Why couldn't?
But she told me. She said it's not gonna turn out the way you want it to. You gotta
do. She would not let him.
She wouldn't. That's my damn pottery. I think you should stand up for your First Amendment
of
pottery
right. For your right to shoddy ceramics.
But this is pottery. Not about just that incident.
God, he's right damn there. It.
No, but I wanted ceramics so badly.
It's not about just this one incident. It's also about painting rooms.
Well, you know, the option is to have shitty paint, right? Is the point that they should come up somehow with a paint that is a one coat paint?
They try that, but it doesn't always work. And I know this from painting my own house.
And it always depends on what color you're painting over and all that.
That's a big factor.
It's just a shitty thing. Like, you just finished it. Now you got to do it all over again. It's just so, I don't know, it's like a disheartening thing. You're like, I'm almost done, but I'm not. I'm only halfway.
Right.
No, wait, I have another question about the brush.
It's like having a second kid, really, is what it is.
Like, I already did this.
I did all this. Now, back to the beginning with the diapers and all that.
Well, I guess I only did a one coat on my wife.
Not helping. But that provides us a nice segue.
Yeah,
I'm not going to make any more comments.
Well, listen, Dave, I'm sorry about paint. It does sound a bit like your problem could have been solved by a little more. Once again, a little more... anger on your part. I got a feeling that no art teacher is going to be able to withstand a full-blown Dave.
Would have denied you your one-coat kilning.
Right. Ooh, onecoatkilning.com. Do you know what I'm saying? We keep seeing Dave being wronged and being the better person, maybe.
He might have been able to walk out of this one.
Yeah, maybe.
But when someone gives you the special brush...
You're fixated.
I am. I'm not going to have a chance to ask about it.
I'm saying L-I-L, this little brush. But maybe, Dave, you need to be more angry right in somebody's face.
I save it for you.
Thank you.
That's what I try to do.
Rocket fuel, baby. So, yeah, let us know what you think out there. Is it some kind of racket?
Artist, is this a racket to sell more paint?
What if the Mona Lisa was painted and he had to do it all over again? No way. No way. No way. So maybe
Sistine Chapel one coat?
Maybe nah, Dave's a so. Yeah. Maybe Dave's a true artist, and then he's like, absolutely not. I have done this correctly. It's one take Dave. One coat Dave. All right, but let us know what you think about multiple coats of paint or don't. We're going to be back with news that is unfortunately a little bit similar in a way.
Oh no.
You'll see. One and done. The whip round will be right back.
I thought he was talking about clothing for the first 2 minutes of that. I really did.
I'm like, yeah, this is something.
Scalpel.
Here you go, doctor.
Forceps.
Forceps, doctor.
Okay, let's see. Push. Push. This is a small F. Doctor, what is this?
That is a baby Facebook machine.
Okay, push. More. More. Push. Keep pushing it. Keep pushing, whip around. What else are you giving me? This is a long string of characters and there's a .com at the end of it. What the hell is this?
Some kind of a Twitter dimple?
A Twitter dimple.
Like,
oh,
a
no.
Twitter dimple.
Push. Push, whip around. Keep giving me content. This looks like all of our profiles of all the hosts. What am I looking at, doctor? What is coming out of this website?
Oh, my God. That is the biggest, wettest case of www.thewhiparoundpodcast.com I've ever seen come out of a person.
Okay, wait, something else is coming out of the whip around. It's a bunch of pictures. What the hell am I looking at, doctor?
It looks like we have a prolapsed Instagram. And it smells great.
It's amazingly
fresh.
It really
smells good.
It's fresh. It smells like Mountain Dew.
Yes. Mountain Dew in the morning.
Yes.
Unfortunately, clearly the patient has not made it.
No, but we can send the bill still to thewhiparound@gmail.com.
All right. Let me find my pants.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. It's very easy to do. It's simple to remember. Recycle what you use.
Oh, hello. We're back.
You're gonna be singing that all day.
I'll tell you what, if you're not bopping along right now in
and,
the car.
What do we make of recycling, gents? Good thing? Bad thing?
I like a good single stream recycling.
Yeah?
I like single stream recycling.
Okay.
Big Phil? Big help.
Phil? Yeah. Recycling?
Oh, yeah.
Good for the planet?
Should be.
Well, Phil, Dave, here is a tale of recycling gone wrong.
No.
The date, July 23rd, 2018. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Protection for those less studious whip-around citizens, the CDC's official Twitter account tweets, "We say it because people do it. Don't wash or reuse #condoms. Use a fresh one for each sex act." And they included a link. Phil, grow up! They included a link to the CDC's condom effectiveness page at the bottom, which is not as titillating as you might hope. But yes, that's right. In the fine, long tradition of ridiculous warnings that only exist because...
How long is that tradition, Sean? What's the length of that tradition?
Well, nine and a half years. Depends. Depends where you measure it from, Dave. The sort of base of where this all started.
I mean, the tradition looks bigger because it shaved the
yeah.
day.
Anyway, you guys are hilarious. But yeah, because these things happen, because, you know, ridiculous people keep doing ridiculous shit, the U.S. government has seen fit to warn us, the brightest citizens in the most promising nation in the world, not to remove used condoms from our spent selves and take them to the sink for some lather, rinse, and repeat before attempting to repeat. And why are they warning us not to rinse out the Jimmy hats and reapply as needed? Because people were... And oh God, I guess, are doing this shit. People were washing with soap and water used condoms, then using them again. Yeah. So feast your ears, gents.
I don't want to.
Once this don't put it in your ears or anywhere else, you're right. Once this tweet hit, outlets like the Huffington Post, BuzzFeed News moved in for details, and I'm proud of BuzzFeed News. They found Dr. Elizabeth Torone, I don't know, T-O-R-R-O-N-E, which I like that. Wow, all right. She's an epidemiologist at the CDC's Division of STD Prevention, and she weighed in on this whole dealio, stating that, quote, "incorrect use, such as reusing a condom..." We don't know where she grabbed that out of thin air, huh? "Reusing a condom or using more than one at a time, otherwise known as double bagging." That's me, not her. She didn't say that. She's not cool like that, but it's totally what it's called on the streets.
She knows what it's called.
"It diminishes the protective effect of condoms by leading to condom breakage, slippage, or leakage," which is totally the name of our band.
Breakage, slippage, and leakage.
Yeah.
Which one of us?
I want to be slippage. I want to be slippage. And that she also stated that washing used condoms with soap and water can lead to less flexible latex, in turn leading to tears. And Jesus Christ, you get the point by now, or you deserve what happens.
So if you're going to reuse them, definitely don't wash them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad I'm taking away.
Sloppy seconds are called sloppy for a reason. Alas, you guys, shut the fuck up. Alas, all this comes at a unique time.
I bet it does.
When cutting that. You gotta shut the fuck up. Oh, don't worry, I'll shut up. Don't worry, I'll let you get through it. No problem. Alas, all this comes at a unique time when income inequality and hamstrung education systems collide with, or, I don't know, maybe are directly leading to, historically high numbers of some of the all-time great STDs. Check it. 2016, over 2 million brand new cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis were reported in the U.S., according to the CDC. All-time high score, boys. And the number was trending higher and higher for three consecutive years to that point. But once again, 2016 proves to be just a banner year of tremendous strides forward for humanity. Incidentally, the highest reported cases of STDs up to the most recent data available puts the highest urgency to not wash and or, Dave, and or reuse your condoms, you filthy, filthy penny pinchers. In North and South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Arkansas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Louisiana, and Alaska. So never do it, but especially don't do it if you're in one of those fine places. And so we find ourselves here. The Tide Pod Challenge suddenly seems like the work of serious scholars. Bargain-savvy folks are washing and or reusing their condoms. Often enough that Big Brother feels he needs to save us from our frugal, freaky, filthy selves. And what's worse, the reused condoms obviously won't work, which makes these people more likely to make more idiots just like themselves. So,
the biggest problem.
Reaction time. Phil, let her rip.
Okay, first thing I pictured when you were saying this was like a housewife or like a grandma just like hanging out the laundry and then like putting a little, you know, clothespin hanging these things on the line, letting them flap in the breeze.
Oh, boy.
I know. That was my image.
Somebody draw that. Come on.
Come on. The second thing that went through my head is what you had mentioned, which is the hamstrung education system. And I think that's always one of those important things when you see things like this and myths, sex myths go up in prevalence and misinformation, you know, propagating all over the place. I think it's...
Oh, the entendres.
I know.
Reuse that one later, okay?
I will. I think it's endemic of the education system, and it pisses me off. It just goes to show you how important education is because, yeah, this is part of, like, if we had decent sex ed programs, I bet you people wouldn't be washing, reusing, and double bagging.
It does feel a little bit, though, like, you know...
A little bit.
Okay, kids, today we're going to learn not to drink entire cans of Pledge, but I mean, like it couldn't be hurt by some education. Right?
There's a lot of, but listen, when you're an adolescent, you don't know a lot and you don't want to ask because it's an embarrassing topic.
I suppose.
You know, some of these things are not necessarily obvious. Mm. I think that one kind of is.
Well.
It's a gross thought to me, but I mean, you know, whatever.
Dave, reaction?
You know, my grandmother used to reuse tea bags.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
had a moment.
Be like, oh, you know, that's taking it a little extreme.
Yeah.
Gima.
That's.
But it does beg the question that, you know, is there an opportunity in this market for a permanent condom? Like a.
It's called a chastity belt, Dave.
Or abstinence.
Or
it's called an anime fascination. I'm kidding.
One, up to five uses. On this one.
Oh, like semi-disposable, like contact lenses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, like leave this one on for 5 days, you'll be fine.
I do not think it begs that question, but but no bad ideas in reaction segments.
I thought this was a safe place.
Judgment-free zone.
Nothing is safe. Nothing is sacred.
Well, a semi-disposable, I'll tell you this, I will absolutely
not use
try.
It. Yeah.
No way.
Not happening.
I think that's those signs of wear.
Oh, well, like the toothbrush.
Well,
it or you.
Yeah.
Well, like the toothbrush, the bristles
change
color after.
Well, I was thinking the fleshlight, you know, that's a you wash out and reuse item,
right?
Like,
no,
right?
Like the toothbrush, it's got the color on, as it starts to fade, you know.
Yeah.
Once
this condom turns blue, throw it away.
Then it's fucking too late. What the hell? Jesus, God. It could be like a chia thing. Let your seed do something. Like, just remember when the actual seeds sprout, get out of there.
Come to the whip around for serious discussion, folks.
That's right.
Holy shit.
So there's Dave's reaction and Phil's reaction.
God.
And we're as mature as could be here.
What do you expect from it?
All right. You know. Okay. Let's keep the spotlight on Dave because, hey,
please.
This will be a semi-disposable conversation. We'll get right back to Dave and use it again. Dave, where did this story send your mind? Where did this send your grasping
okay.
tendrils?
So I wanted to look into ways that people have gotten pregnant, like, despite birth control.
Okay.
Sort of beat the odds. The pregnancy beat the odds.
So his story starts with Jesus.
This is sort of the sniper, sperm sniper story.
No, my story starts with a girl in Africa that has no vagina.
Oh. I think that's called a man, isn't it?
No.
Then it's a Barbie girl.
Since 1988, a girl living in a small southern African nation goes into the ER showing symptoms of labor, but doctors find that she has no vagina, only a shallow skin dimple.
Okay.
But she is indeed pregnant, and they give birth to a baby via cesarean section.
But...
yeah. But how?
Is this a hermaphroditic scenario? It must be, right?
No, hermaphroditic.
We could play the game
to...
where you ask yes or no questions, well,
What if she had...
Oh, you have the answer, Dave.
I have the answer to this mystery.
Ooh. Let's.
And it's
aggressive anal.
Wild stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on to your butts.
No, I don't. Choice
about
of
words. About 280 days earlier, she was also admitted to this hospital with stab wounds.
No fucking way.
Okay, so here's the story. She was giving oral to a man that was not her boyfriend.
Okay.
They completed the act.
I have a feeling not after
when her boyfriend found them and, in a fit of rage, grabbed a knife and stabbed her in the stomach.
Oh.
Okay.
So doctors believe that the digested sperm was released via the stab wounds and found their way into her reproductive organs. This is ABC News. I am reading this article.
I'm not religious, but that is almost.
I'm not that. I'm not that kind of doctor.
Does she have the baby? She had the baby.
I mean, the baby's alive and everything and fine.
Now,
and
doctors in the article are like, we don't necessarily believe this because,
what?
You know, one menstruation cycle and we would have determined that there was something.
That was going to be my next question.
Unless it was really early and
but
it was like a one shot.
She's 15.
Yeah, see,
it
maybe.
Seems a little weird.
I'll say.
Yeah.
Maybe the stabbing also released the... No.
Well, no, stop it. Don't.
I know. I didn't want to finish it. I'm just thinking out loud here. I'm the devil's dimple advocate.
We're brainstorming.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Is that the craziest damn story you ever heard?
So apparently the doctors took a look down there and then there's just no opening. It's just kind of like a little boop and
can you imagine that moment
sealed?
In the surgery room? Like, whoop, you know, yeah, there you go.
I hit the bell by accident.
Talk about an inadvertent Desi moment. You know what I'm saying? But to go like, all right, well, the vagina's...
she's dilating.
Not
no,
a concern.
She's not.
Not a concern.
Well, we're doing this one by C-section, boys.
Wow. I don't like that.
That doesn't make a lot of... I mean, well...
Stab...
It well, finish.
Penetrate.
Stab.
Finish. Stab. Now, my first thought was that he... Never mind.
No, I was thinking that, too.
But...
For some reason...
It was
ingestion.
Stab. Escapees. And...
So, the birth defect is called Mullerian agenesis.
No, I gotta Google that. Great.
Yeah.
I don't want to Google it.
Born without the vagina situation.
Right.
So,
I mean, it's a documented condition, obviously.
Yeah.
It just makes me think of all the other associated things with it. Like, how do you get, like, the menstruation issue and all that stuff.
How long ago was this?
This was 1988.
We got to track this down. We got to follow up on this story.
Well, how old would that kid be then? So,
30?
30, exactly.
30. Yeah, 30 years old.
So, somewhere out there, there's a 30-year-old walking around.
Well, maybe. I mean, the boyfriend doesn't seem like the type of person who's going to be like, I wish you both well.
Well, good work.
You know, I wonder. We'll follow up on that. Wow.
Holy shit, Dave.
Yes, I brought a crazy one.
Wow,
man.
Phil, top that.
No.
Or don't top that, because it might just be a dimple where you need to go.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm just stunned. So I
Phil, stab that and hope for the best.
Oh, too soon?
Right in the stomach.
No. No, wait. That must have been a second stab to transfer, right? All right, anyway. So I started thinking about...
Well, maybe he didn't pull out in time.
Oh, fucking A.
The first time. Grow up, Phil.
God damn it.
Penetration. Go.
So I started thinking about, because of the washing condoms, I started thinking about like what sex myths like propagate and come up. And I found so many different things. And I found so,
so
many
you were
different,
just like, oh, this sets me down toward what
like
has
what
happened.
What do people believe that just flies in the face of science was where my brain went. And the first thing, it actually took me back a couple weeks to
vaginal
the
vaginal dimples.
No. Took me back to the kickboxing grannies of Kenya's most dangerous slum.
Booyah. Callback. Big
yeah.
time.
Well, because it was one of the reasons that the elderly women are targeted, aside from being easier targets, is because the people that are doing that believe they can't catch HIV or AIDS
right.
from them. So, which is completely not true. I mean, you could have it at any age. So you
sure.
could be a carrier. So that was a stupid myth.
Well, I guess the odds, though, that they're still sexually active and didn't die of AIDS, maybe there's a diminishing returns type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kenyan gang rapists, maybe they're not the best planners.
Probably not. But, you know, but again, like things that I bet you people would, you know, other than that, I was like, well, what else is there? And so one of my favorite ones I found was, let me ask actually a question for both of you guys.
Yes.
Is oral sex illegal still in any state in the United States?
Oh, I'm totally going to say yes.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Here's the interesting thing. There are 18 states in the U.S. where the law is on the books. However, a Supreme Court ruling from several years back makes that law unconstitutional. They just haven't bothered to remove those laws from the books.
So it's sort of a trick question, because as
sort
far as the state's concerned, yeah, but the Supreme Court supersedes
it's
it.
It's never
so no.
Exactly. But it's one of those things, because I see this passed around every now and then where it's like, hey, just so you know, there's still 18. But just a quick check on Snopes, and I was like, nope, not still illegal. There were a couple other ones.
Thank you, Phil, for telling us something that's almost interesting.
Oh, all right. Like I said, I'm not going to beat stabbing and birthing. It's impossible. Have you guys heard this one? It sounds
yes.
like a joke start, but it kind of is. If you douche with Coca-Cola or 7-Up after sex, you can't get pregnant.
I'm a male dickhead. So, yeah. No, I don't think it's not effective enough. You can't get up in there high. You have to jam the bottle way up there.
Dave, care to add anything to that?
I mean, there's a lot of chemicals in that stuff.
Right, maybe. But I mean, like, it's so acidic inside.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. It's not. It has.
It's not
going to
do it.
There's nothing in the in any of that,
that's
or
what I'm
even
saying.
Regular.
Doesn't work.
Know, yeah, it doesn't work
aspartame.
At all.
What about diet? What if you use diet?
I didn't check on that.
What if you? What was that chemical in the chips that gave you anal leakage? What if you just get
Olestra.
Some of those Olestra Doritos up there?
No. God, no. But that was one of those
just
ones.
It's a plan C.
I. What do you call it? But there's a couple of those.
Just jumping up and down work. No.
No. And that was on the common list, too. How about this one? Women can't get pregnant if they have sex during their period.
They can, actually.
Yes.
If you know what you're doing, and
you
I
are
do. Sperm sniper.
I can't wait to hear the sound effect for that.
I just gave it to you, and I did the sound effect.
Yeah, but there were a couple other ones, and then it got weird.
You're
finally.
Making my sex ed teacher so proud.
It finally got weird, so I started to look around the world. not personally. I mean,
I just see Phil spitting a globe
yep.
and throwing shit at it.
The dotted line.
Because it's weird shit
from around the world.
So apparently, there is a village in Java where once every 35 days, people go to a hilltop to commit adultery with strangers in the belief that it brings them good luck. Here's the kicker.
They do it every 35 days.
Every 35
How long
days.
Are these people staying strangers? Are they just attacking the poor
guys? Here's the trick.
Tours.
Apparently, you have to do this 7 times, and every time you've got to find the same stranger, which then they're no longer strangers at that point. But
Java,
you've gotta,
you're an idiot.
You've got to commit to it.
So their first grab, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's what super perv started this. That's
I know, so right? Dumb. And it's a but apparently it's cashed in religious ritual.
But if
so
you are,
it's okay.
If you're married... Too bad. You're going
to
cheat on your spouse with that same stranger today.
Uh-huh. And apparently mostly...
that is such a Dane Cook movie plot.
Well, apparently it's mostly like businessmen and well-to-do people who want to keep their business going. Like, go and do this.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I know. Imagine the rich people who have the means to screw around. Anyway, my favorite mythology thing I found was the Egyptian god Atum.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, also known as the great Heshi.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's it.
Like,
no.
Also,
so
another news.
Apparently,
this is God.
The name Atum comes from a word meaning complete, since he was able to create the first divine couple through masturbation.
You know, it does feel like that sometimes, I guess.
It gets weirder.
Oh, good.
Apparently, his regular emissions, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
The reasons that the Nile floods every year.
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing about that. Yeah.
You guys had?
Sure.
Dave, seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't have semen stories class?
No, I didn't.
Fourth grade?
No, that's
did
not.
Did we talk about that on this show even?
Probably.
At some point.
Field of 64 mythological.
Maybe that's where
was it, maybe that's where
it
he
from. I don't know.
I mean, listen, Springheel Jack did him in somewhere along the line.
I guess. Or did himself, and then Springheel Jack cleaned it all up. I don't know.
All right. One
yeah, one more.
One
is
more
exactly
to throw at
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the gross one. So, apparently.
This is the gross one.
This is the gross one.
Oh, there's a gross one.
There's a gross one. So, according to tradition in certain parts of Africa, Cameroon.
What?
According to tradition, certain parts
it
of Africa.
Feels too, like, embarrassed to even say.
Specifically,
I know.
Cameroon. This one's gross. So,
it's
apparently.
Like not moving his mouth.
There's a couple of things. Number one, when your husband dies, you have to wash the corpse.
Oh, God.
And then you have to drink the water.
What? What's that have to do with pregnancy or semen?
Wait.
Okay.
To remove the spirit of your dead husband, you have to go and sleep with a stranger.
Okay. I get the feeling, Phil, somebody in this room Googled sex with strangers.
It seems like that. And yet that seems to be a culture in a lot of seems to be a thing in a lot of different cultures.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm getting a little more into this whole American exceptionalism thing, if that's
gets,
the fucking case.
It gets. That was the weirdest one that I'd found, I thought. I was like, this is kind of gross.
First, yeah. Husband dies.
Mm-hmm.
Next, God, talk about wanting to not outlive your husband.
Right?
Then you wash the corpse. Then you drink the water. Mm-hmm. Then you go out.
And wait.
And bang a stranger.
Yeah.
So how does that fly in the face of science, Phil?
You sounds know what? Like I don't know. I'm not that kind of doctor. I don't know. It could okay. be good for all I know.
Okay.
The Atum thing is very appealing to me.
Yeah?
For, as a scientist, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
No reason.
The masturbation part, the
yeah.
fun in the Nile.
I like
your...
the idea that every time a scientist masturbates, he creates universes.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is, what's his, it's,
Carl Sagan.
What?
Billions and
no,
billions
no, but also
of sperm.
It's, what's his name, the comedian who died young, who was very angry. Dennis Leary sort of took his shtick, right? It was,
Sam Kinison.
No, that's Bill Hicks. It's a very Bill Hicks thing. Mm. He did the whole thing about galaxies on my belly kind of thing, like, you know, he's an atheist. That's sort of why, like, I've created universes in my belly button.
But yeah, but there's a couple other simple things.
No,
simple
you're
ones.
Good
like,
you're
yeah, like
done.
You can't catch it from a toilet seat. You can't catch an STD from a toilet seat. That would take a hell of a lot. Or you can't get pregnant from a toilet seat.
Hell of a lot of what?
Hell of a lot of weird situations. But given what I heard about getting stabbed and pregnant, I'm like, toilet seat's
so
a lot more plausible.
So can you get pregnant from semen on a toilet seat if you are stabbed from the toilet underside by some kind of critter while sitting on the...
It's the worst bidet attachment ever.
Right? So if you're stabbed...
Then it might happen.
Well, no, it would have to get you in the stomach.
Yeah. Well, it can reach, right? That's what bidets do.
That is the worst bidet ever. Okay. This went...
That was...
Way off the rails.
Listen, but I mean, you know.
There were rails?
Fair point. I mean, that's where I went, was just looking at all these ridiculous beliefs all over the place and rituals and traditions. Okay, and I was like, right. Man, awesome. Some weird shit people believe.
This is an uncomfortable, frustrating thing. Wow. I don't like people or culture. yeah. So now that I'm in a bad mood, we could use some fun. Does anybody have any fun, Dave? You got any fun?
I got your fun.
You
got
your fun
right here.
Oh, God. This is the innuendo show.
Dave, dare I ask, does this mean there's a...
We're going to play a game.
There's a game!
Oh, we're going to play baby blockers.
I don't want...
Baby...
I'm sorry, what?
Blockers.
Yep, baby blockers.
I love it.
And this is this game's a little bit different because it's a collaborative game. You guys are going to team up.
High five.
All right. I don't know where your hand has been with that search of yours, but I guess.
All right.
I was
so here's,
refilling
here's how
the
baby
Nile.
Blockers works. I'm going to give you some either birth control methods or scenarios where it would be unlikely that a baby would be conceived in. And I need you guys to work together to rank them in order of least likely to conceive a baby order.
So from the absolute no way up
to the great chance that that could happen.
Okay, so start with the ones that are
start with gonna, highly unlikely.
End with this could
end
happen.
With you're getting pregnant.
Right.
Yeah, how's that sound?
Oh, can't wait sure. to botch I mean, it. No problem.
You guys up to the...
Can't wait to...
No! No, I'm not.
Can't wait to not block some babies.
This will prove we know
right,
nothing.
You might need to write some of these down. If you're playing along at home, grab a pen and paper.
Or if you're in the studio playing.
Grab right. a pen and paper.
Hopefully you're playing, you're not, you know, if you got more than one hand free.
Okay. All right.
Most
so
people
here
do
is the, here are the entries here. Let me know. You're, are you guys ready?
I'm writing them down as we go, yeah.
Do we have a team name?
So I'm doing these in, what's that?
Nile Flutters.
Oh, a team name?
Yeah, we're the Nile Flutters.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do these in alphabetical order, so there's no, no rhyme or reason to the percentage chances.
Ass to ass.
So the first one is breastfeeding, while you're breastfeeding. The second one is using a condom correctly. Using a condom incorrectly.
What, put it on your head?
Throw it at her.
with an IUD. After taking the morning after pill.
An IED?
You know, I always think that, and it's horrible.
On the pill, you've pulled out.
That sounds like a board game name.
Yep.
You've pulled out.
Superfetation.
What?
Which is getting pregnant while you're already pregnant.
Oh,
I may be pronouncing that incorrectly.
No, I understand
really
it
have
now.
No idea. Okay.
It's like super fetus.
Yep. She has her tubes tied, and you've had a vasectomy. So those are your entries.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, Dave, don't make this like a long list or anything.
All right. So
well, I actually had more, but.
Breastfeeding, condom right, condom wrong,
that's
IUD,
10.
Morning after,
that's
on the
10.
Pill, pull out, okay. super fetus. Tubes tied, vasectomy.
Okay, hold on. So the first thing to do is to just sort of guess our percentages here. There's a couple that when I was doing my research for today, I came across. You can definitely get pregnant while breastfeeding. It does reduce it a little bit because you've got some hormones going that normally block it. So it helps a little bit, but not a lot.
Right, okay.
So if you had sex while breastfeeding, it's not 100% likely, but it's pretty good.
Well, of the top winners, right, of the most effectives, wouldn't you think there would be IUD, condom correct, tubes tied, right?
Vasectomy is a little bit better than tubes tied.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I didn't realize the Egyptians did that.
I had looked into it.
Okay. So this is going to be a fun edit.
Oh, boy.
So what would you put as the number one then, an IUD? Or a correctly used condom.
No, I think vasectomy is the best of all.
A number one.
I think so.
How do we win this by not missing more than a few?
We'll do it. Well, so there's 10 questions. So if you get like grade school, you got to get a 7 out of 10.
Okay, we can miss up to 3. So then after vasectomy, IUD or tubes tied?
Tubes then, I think.
This is all going to be wrong. We're getting this game so...
I'm the wrong kind of doctor for this. I really am.
I actually thought it was very easy, but I guess... But I don't know.
Well, sure, it's
easy.
Well,
now that means we're not doing it right.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
I mean, then IUD, then condom. You're right. IUD, I think, is better. Pull out's got to be the worst, right? There? It's
very easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be the
least effective. That's easily the... That's got to be. Okay. What you use. Breastfeeding, you still can, certainly. I think superfetation is a...
I would think that's less likely than just have sex while breastfeeding.
Yeah, so pull out breastfeeding.
I think I've had this nightmare.
Superfetation is 8 then, right?
Is it?
I'm going from the bottom up now.
Like, you're definitely... You're a bit likely to get her pregnant if she's already pregnant?
It's not going to stop it entirely.
recycle. All right, but like more than fucking up a condom?
Fair point. Fair point. Well, now, I don't know how it's misused. That's the problem. I can think of a lot of ways to misuse a condom.
You know, naked
you
gun.
It and hung it out to dry.
You know what? You might be ready.
So let's do misused condom because at least there's a condom there. With breastfeeding, there's nothing. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying we all agree pull out for
All right, so
is anybody
going to
recognize that condom again, though? Like, I was like, was that the same one from yesterday?
My mom always writes my name on the.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
All right, so, gentlemen. Yeah, your time is up.
Okay.
Phil's the much more educated guy here. All right, well, one degree up from me.
Just going to say, dude.
So you're going to have to.
I'm going to have to what?
Do the reveals here.
All right,
or do you want to take turns?
Should we tag team it?
Yeah, let's go backwards. Let's start with number 10.
Okay.
What is most likely to end up with a bebe?
We think of all the choices you've given us, we think pulling out is going to be probably the worst of the choices.
Bang. You are correct.
Hey,
no baby.
Okay,
no baby yet.
Okay. 30% chance of failure.
I wouldn't have even thought it was that high. I'm not going to lie.
So can I reveal the next one we said?
Yeah.
All right. After that, we said breastfeeding would be still pretty damn bad.
Ooh, that's going to be incorrect.
Not in order. Okay. Right. So wait.
Breastfeeding actually would be number 6 on the list.
Oh.
It's actually breastfeeding from 3 to 6 months, you have an under 2% chance.
Under 2%? Holy shit.
Of contracting a baby.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so that's contracting a baby. Nice. Okay, so
we're fucked.
Well, wait a minute.
That's one wrong out of 3.
Well, yeah, but it's all the way up here. Okay.
You're next, Phil.
Well, then we might as well just work our way up then, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so
this is your second shot at number 9. Then.
Right, this is our second shot at number 9, exactly.
Yeah, we'll
do
that.
So we thought using a condom incorrectly would have been the next thing up.
Bang, that is correct. Okay. Using a condom incorrectly results in a 15% chance of baby time.
Now wait, how incorrectly? I still want to know.
Whatever you're picturing is better than what the textbook
using, putting
answer,
it on your hands.
Right.
I don't know. Wearing as a hat.
What? I covered both my balls. God, I have family who listen to this show. Why? You know what? That's a lesson to
you. Hi, Diane.
It's only getting worse. You know what you signed up for, Ollie, is...
All right, the percentages really drop here after this. So
that's my turn to say one.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that super fetus superfetation was we had next.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
That's
that
not
incorrect.
Number 8. Okay. What's the percentage on superfetation?
The superfetation is impossible.
What?
What do you mean? Oh, it cannot happen.
Right. So there's a 10 cases that have been reported in human history, and doctors and scientists don't really believe any of them to be true.
Really?
So shouldn't that... Okay.
Well, okay. Well, we know what number 1 is.
Right. This game's confusing.
Okay, so then we need our second shot at number 8.
Well, we already are going to lose. This
no, we just can't just get one.
We're running out of options.
We can plant the others where we need them.
No.
Yeah.
We have no time for this.
Okay, so superfetation's over there. Then our next thing up the list, what we were thinking was morning after pill.
Bang.
No, that's not what you said. Final. That's not what you said.
Well, yes, it was.
You said on the pill.
No, morning after.
You fucking idiot. Well,
I got it right.
Yeah,
it's
good.
A 5% chance.
Great.
5% chance of having a baby after taking the morning after pill. All right.
The next one was on the pill. So I was right.
Use that one. We use that one.
Yeah, keep going up the list.
We're guessing at number 7 now, actually.
We're guessing
at
number...
You got 10 to pull out, 9 condom, 8 morning after pill, 7's blank right now. 6 is breastfeeding, 5 is on the pill.
I was going to say, because we found this.
I can't follow this anymore.
I got that. So we need number 7. Our next thing up the list, because we haven't used it, we were guessing it, just regular condoms.
The condom correctly.
Yeah,
boom, correct.
Hey.
2% chance of failure.
Wow.
So now you're all the way up to number 4 with only three guesses remaining here. So one more incorrect and you all lose.
We jump up to number 4. We have 3 things left and we know what the... Can we just jump right to number 1 and obviously say superfetation?
Yeah, that's already done.
I just wanted to make sure.
So that's out.
Yeah. So number 2, you want to go that way?
No. We'll keep our working our way up the ladders.
Four.
We need number 4. We have 3 left, vasectomy tubes and IUD.
Yep. And they're all, I'll tell you right now, they are all under a half a percentage point.
So this is
so they're all very effective.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what we had was IUD.
Sorry, guys.
Really? We have a baby.
You have a baby. Congratulations.
Tubes tied?
No. Number four is tubes tied with a half a percentage point chance of failure. Number three is IUD with 0.3 of a percentage point chance of failure. And number two, the vasectomy.
Seedless grapes
0.05% chance.
Yeah.
And then superficial, which I knew was bullshit.
I mean, I knew vasectomy was above tubes. I didn't realize the IUD was that effective.
Well, we've learned a lot. We've grown a lot today. A lot of baby.
We flooded the Nile.
This has been we didn't. We sent this one right into the caverns. It did not. We went right in there. There's no.
This has been the last edition. This frigging game
of baby blockers. We're gonna take a break now,
and Sean's gonna figure out how to edit that shit.
I'm gonna do some thinking, and then we'll be back for Act Three. Just a little bit of show left. Three for the road, and at least one fun announcement coming your way. So we will return
with a baby,
probably.
Mommy, I need everyone to wait, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Holy baby blockers, we're back for Act 3. It is time for what's left in the show. Now, before we actually get to 3 for the road, I want to turn things over to Dr. Phil LaPorta, who's got an exciting announcement about something we're going to be talking about next week.
We had mentioned it a couple times. We are going to have a contest coming up. We want to solicit feedback from you guys because you guys are our listeners. We want to do a show you want to listen to. So rather than just ask, we're actually going to make it fun, and you might actually win some stuff. Not just whip around swag. Oh, no, but wait for that announcement. But we're going to do a little contest so that way we can get some information from you guys and not do what Facebook did and sell it, but actually use it to make our product better.
This is going to be you weighing in on what we're doing, what you like, what you would like to see or hear, rather, stuff like that. Won't take too much of your time. Yeah, or see. Who knows? Or smell.
It's going to be like a 10-question thing. That's
it. Yeah, and then there'll be a drawing sort of thing. You'll see. And
more details next week.
Absolutely.
But just so you know, because we've been saying it for a while, and that's the plan.
It's very exciting. Christmas-ish in August.
Ish. Close enough.
But yes, now it is time for 3 for the Road, that time of the show where we get to talk about whatever we didn't have time to talk about during the rest of the show, didn't fit in with the theme of the show. Each person, as you will recall, has 30 seconds. You get 3 turns of 30 seconds apiece to say whatever it is that's burning a hole in your brain. Once that 30 seconds is up, you will hear something a little bit like this. Thank you, Desi. That means your 30 seconds have elapsed, that it is time for you to shut up and move on to the next person. We go round and round like that 3 times, and then once that's done, the show is over. Who is going first this time, gentlemen?
Me.
So it's going to go, what, Dave, me, Phil?
Sure, why not?
I just like that sentence. Dave, me, Phil. So I think we are about ready to go. Dave, are you ready?
I didn't know it was a verb.
Dave, are you set?
Yep.
Dave, are you go?
Hey, guys, what do you call a Nintendo Entertainment System?
NES.
NES. Well, you're wrong. You're supposed to be calling it NES.
No.
In the museum section of the Japanese version of WarioWare Gold, you can unlock some slides showcasing the Famicom. Also included is a picture of the NES. Within the description, Nintendo themselves says that the NES is pronounced NES.
Yeah, I don't believe it until I see a GIF about it.
Oh, see, that's where I
was going. Oh, sorry!
That's okay.
All right, hey, I've got some sports entertainment news. The WWE might get me to watch wrestling for the first time in at least a decade. Despite the World Wrestling Federation company's tendency toward pushing wrestlers I can't or don't give a shit about, a pay-per-view in October called Evolution is a new milestone for the company. It is a major event that features female wrestler matches only. Newcomer and UFC alum Ronda Rousey features prominently in the festivities, and I am all about it. The women in professional wrestling deserve this, and I want to see it. All women's matches, first time ever. Let's do it.
I said earlier in the summer I was going to have some exciting stellar news for you, and guess what? Yes, this year we will have one of the best viewings of the Perseid meteor showers ever.
Yes.
When you're listening to this, it'll be just a couple days away. August 10th to 13th, we'll be flying through the tail of the comet that causes the Perseids, and it will also be a new moon, which means that there will be not as much ambient light. You won't have to do a lot. Go outside, sit down, look up in space, and enjoy.
I love it. Philadelphia, the city of champions, continues its streak as the Philadelphia Freedoms played on Sunday in the World Team Tennis Championship against the Springfield Lasers. However, they almost had to play without their team mascot, Nettie, who is a tennis ball that is designed to look like Billie Jean King.
It's not a Nettie pot.
It's getting weird.
They played in Chicago, and they decided to mail her back to Philadelphia before the final match. And UPS temporarily lost her. The Freedoms lost the match, and I think it was probably due to stress of missing beloved Nettie.
My God.
Wow.
In why, you dumb asshole news, a popular Drake jam has led to another imbecilic challenge. This one is called the In My Feelings Challenge.
Oh!
In honor of the song inspiring the idiocy. The object? Casually exit a moving vehicle and dance, keeping up with the car while someone films you from inside said rolling death machine. This has led to silly videos with dogs and even goats grooving outside automobiles, but also humans getting arrested and even killed because dancing right next to a moving unsteered vehicle is the perfect way to kill yourself, you dumbass.
Darwinism at work. Speaking of Darwinism at work that I'd like to see, Alex Jones banned from YouTube, Facebook, and iTunes. The common hate-monging Alex...
You're hitting the octave.
Ah, damn it. Sorry. Hang on. Stop. Reset. Okay.
Like you keep... you were banging the bell.
You know what? The bell's close to the octo. I got to move that.
And it's hitting your chord here.
Stop touching it. There we go.
You're the one who fucked it up.
I know. Ow!
You fucking idiot! Jesus Christ!
That was amazing. Let's try that a third time.
Let's play the game again.
Start the whole segment over. Alex Jones, banned from YouTube, Facebook, and iTunes. The hate monger who is known for babbling about conspiracy theories and things that are completely unverifiable and full of bullshit just so he can peddle the products on his show has finally been banned from several media outlets. This means, number one, the whip-arounds competition is decreased. I figured you'd all get a kick out of that. None of them are smart enough to laugh
That's
at any
bullshit.
Of our jokes.
Bullshit! Damn
but
it.
Thank God, because it's about time we remove people who are saying blatantly false things. It's okay to speak. You have free speech, but if you're wrong, you're wrong. Fuck you. Hit the bell hard on that one.
Hey, man. God of War. I'm still playing that
fucking
shit.
Fucking A.
Great game. But I just found out today that the original design for Kratos was like a fat dude that let himself go.
Oh, God.
I love it. He's like a warrior that just stopped working out, got a dad bod.
That kind of dude.
Just chilling out in the wilderness, but still got that like dad strength going on when he needs it. I wish they kind of kept this mom. Looking at a picture of him right now, I can identify a little bit more with him. Makes him a little more relatable to me.
Give me the get us the alternate costume, right? Like get us the alternate.
The dad
like,
bod Kratos costume?
Yeah.
That's some DLC
pants.
You want.
Americans don't know each other, you guys, and it's causing major problems. A recent study republished by 538 illustrates how members of each major American political party see members of the other party versus the truth about members of those parties, okay? So what we think about one another is not necessarily the truth. For instance, Republicans think 36% of Democrats are atheists or agnostics and that 44% are union members when it's actually 9% and 11% respectively. 44% of Dems think Republicans make north of $250,000 a year. It's more like 2%. We better get to know ourselves
before we wreck ourselves.
Yeah.
So, just to close this out, I just want to point something out. We all do a lot of work for the show. Sean spends hours editing. Dave researches his stuff. I research my stuff. And I just want to point out that today when I was looking for a couple extra things for sex myths from around the world, I found, of course, a listicle. It did not take me that long to find that most of the things on the list were wrong. All I had to do is like look at that and say that sounds really weird and try and just Google a phrase from that item and see. And there was nothing backing up some of the things on the list. It doesn't take that long to verify your facts, people. It's worth it. You're worth it. Learn some stuff.
Oh, I like that. An appeal to their own integrity. Hey,
you're worth it.
You're worth it.
Worth it.
I'm worth waiting for.
Citizens, you're worth it.
Yeah. What a lovely positive note to end on. Fucking A, Phil, with your, your devil horns shot there.
Woo!
All right. This has been a very fascinating episode of the Whip Around. It is time for us to go. We will be back next week. I believe it's going to be Phil and Jill. We'll see about that.
Could be an ill episode.
Yeah, could be. And yes, until that time, recycle.
No.
When applicable. And sometimes you got to just hit it and quit it, for Christ's sake.
No.
Hit it, quit it, flush it away. Oh, no.
No.
I need another bag. All right, everybody. We love you. Bye-bye.
Safest we ever did it, guys.
Let's do the episode again. Let's wash it and do it again.
No, it's like a second coat.
Also, don't put a second coat on.
You fucking idiot. Jesus Christ.
That was amazing.